Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ticket Texter says, are you kidding me? Bored with the Lions? Winning is everything. Don't bask in loser mentality. Come on, people. Kevin in Toledo. Hey, Kev, we're shocked with this, too. This is a weird development where people are bored. There's no drama around this team, so they're bored. They're 10-1. Oh, they're double-digit favorites, and you're going to kick your feet up on Thanksgiving Day. These are the good times. I'm not bored of this. I've been waiting my whole life for this.
The Lions have been so dominant in the last few weeks, save the Texans game, where I think there are some people that just want to have four quarters of excitement. They expect the Lions will win, but you go to Minnesota and you're down 10. And then you take the lead. You score 21 unanswered. And then all of a sudden, hey, there's the Montgomery fumble. They take the lead. And then you've got to have the two-minute drive to get down to kick the field goal. But then it's the Titans game. It's the Jaguars game. And I think those two games have really affected Lions fans, because now you go down to Indianapolis and you come away with a 24-6 win, and we took calls that people were disappointed that they didn't capitalize on every single scoring opportunity, or there were things that didn't go the Lions' way in that game.
It wasn't one person either. We had a strong response from people who were not fully satisfied with an 18-point road win in the NFL. You call it what you want. I do see some elements of getting spoiled. Some of the ticket texters. Dysfunctional relationships are fragile. Dan Campbell has coached/counseled the Lions out of their losing ways. The problem is that enabling partner, the fans, are still stuck in the codependency. No one has taught us how to enjoy winning yet. And this one says, you guys have a drop for this very conversation that you're having right now.
Do we?
We do.
I know. That's kind of what you feel like.
And that's why I like the word relish, the way he says relish, too. Like, this is... Go ahead. Because being negative is the nitpicky stuff you take out of a game after Sunday, right? Methodical, business-like win.
Yeah.
Relishing is being bored.
Yeah.
Like, that's like that's Jared Goff, like, nailed it. He's like, Lions fans or sports fans in this town in general just want to go extreme. Like, I mean, it's absolutely, this is like if they win three straight Super Bowls, I might get bored. I might.
Right.
Do you think those in New England got bored of winning Super Bowls and always being in the Super Bowl conversation? No.
No.
And ask them now how they feel, right? Because it goes away.
In fairness, this thing has come on so fast that I think people are having a tough time adjusting. It takes time for people to change, right? Like, did you expect... I thought they'd be great this year.
Yeah, you had them 14 wins. The two of you had them at 14 wins.
And wins or not, it doesn't exceed my... They haven't exceeded necessarily. But more so, it's the way they're doing it.
I was just going to say, they're winning by 16 points per game. Nobody thought we'd be getting to Thanksgiving talking about the Lions winning by more than 2 touchdowns per game for the season. It's you're right. This is faster than people anticipated.
I'll have a self-admission.
They were on their way, but this is fast.
I had a self-admission after the game ended and putting together show prep.
Yeah.
I had a tough time getting started.
Like, what do we say that we haven't already said?
Because this is so foreign.
Yeah, I mean, how about this from Andrew and Adrian? It's good perspective. Yeah. He says, if anybody's...
No mock drafts.
Right.
Doug and Gator did one last week, by
no,
the way.
Like, really? No, they
yeah,
didn't.
He scratched that itch.
The only time I look at a mock draft is I just simply want to see where the Lions are picking. Is whoever put that mock draft together, did they pick the Lions to win the Super Bowl and pick 32?
At 32, yeah.
Yeah.
Andrew and Adrian said, if anyone's truly bored, look at what San Francisco is going through. That could be us before you know it. He says it could be us in a year. You never know. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the moment. I mean, they were in the Super Bowl a year ago. They've played for a couple Super Bowls. They've won zero.
Their roster is largely the same.
Bunch of all pros or former all pros. Mm-hmm. You know, goes quickly. Young man's game. Not for long, the NFL.
One quick point that I want to add.
Yeah.
As my wife has told me, boring is good.
Didn't have to share that with everybody, but all right. Matt in Roseville. Good morning, buddy. You're at 97.1.
Look, I just wanted to say that Lions fans, especially the true loyal Lions fans, we're trauma bonded. We're not used to what's happening right now because we experience the Lions through shared trauma, whether it be bad ref calls or completing the catch, anything like that. So, you know, we just don't know. We need a shirt that says this, actually. We need a Lions shirt that says, I don't know what to do with my hands right now, because we're just confused. Also, I wanted to say, you know, if we every kind of championship run has kind of a theme song. Back in the Going Work Pistons, it was, you know, Black Eyed Peas, Let's Get It Started, and Fort Myers, Remember the Name, things like that. I think we need to be playing It's the End of the World as We Know It on repeat if we do this thing.
It very well could be. Are we're living in end times?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, this is the latest sign of the apocalypse, isn't it? I mean, no one thought we were going to be here.
No.
Matt, appreciate the phone call. John, this text says it all. I'm taking more naps during the games than I ever have before, mainly because I know they can handle their business. Don in Phoenix. Donald, you're sleeping away this football team?
Why? Why would you want to miss this? It's so much fun.
It is. It is.
I don't get it.
It's so much fun. And whether it's a 52-6 win, or what was the final score for the Houston Texans game, 26-23?
A thriller.
Yeah.
I mean, that was not a boring game.
But I think that's really what, deep down inside, people want to see exciting football. And I think a 52-point win is exciting football. And maybe that's what it was about Indianapolis. There was no 50-yard pass play to Jameson Williams. It was very business-like. It was, amongst their wins, one of the more pedestrian wins. I don't want to use the term boring. It was a pedestrian win.
Sure. This one says, hey, if you're really that bored, switch and be a Panthers fan. This is a literal dream come true. Go Lions. Can we at least win one Super Bowl before we claim being bored? That's branded in Macomb. I guys, enjoy this. Let's get to Hakeem. You're next up. You're in Detroit. You're on 97.1.
Morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Yeah, it's great. Great. As a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, okay, we'll start with that. I recognize that the Lions fans may be getting bored because for most of them, it's either Super Bowl or bust.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you keep winning, you keep winning, you keep winning, and they're waiting for the other shoe to fall.
Mm-hmm. Can so this be real?
So it's one of those things where it's like, okay, they're winning, but unless they win the Super Bowl, then it's all for naught. So that could be part of the boredom. But, again, as a Steelers fan, I'm keeping an eye on the Lions because my dream and my nightmare is to see both teams in the Super Bowl playing each other.
So let me ask you, are you a little surprised that the Steelers are 8-3?
Yes, for okay. The quarterback play alone.
Yep.
Because mm-hmm. I was a Justin Fields guy until Justin started playing, and now I understand why Russ has to play. And still, with no O-line and no running game, they're 8-3. So, hey, kudos to Tomlin.
Yeah. Yeah, he's one of the best.
They find it a way. I think those are the two favorites right now, betting favorites to win Coach of the Year, Tomlin and Campbell. Appreciate the phone call. Let's get to Dante in New Baltimore. Dante, good morning.
Hey, everybody's a little shell-shocked. I'm a little nervous. How long can we dip the bucket in the well with our backups before no water comes up in it? And I'm worried about our defense, especially the backfield. Is Rakeshaw coming back? Is he? What's going on with him? Is Arnold back today?
Arnold's back Vildor? At practice. Yes.
Okay.
Rakeshaw's on IR. Oh. Vildor will play. I know no one wants to hear that. And Carlton Davis did not practice yesterday. That's one to watch.
Now I saw a couple news articles. Did we pick up a couple guys this week? In the defense, I don't know if they were just like. Clickbait on social media, but did you guys hear of any defensive pickups in the backfield? Guys that were, I'm there. All if, I gotta if, say if they is did, I think really thin.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I think Well, there's some moves they still have to make, right? I mean, James Houston was released yesterday. I don't know that I saw a corresponding roster move. If they maybe I missed someone they brought in from a practice squad, Dante. But you, to your point, they're they're thin in the secondary right now at the corner spots. Safeties are fine. I mean, they've got the two best safeties in football. To your point, when do we put that bucket all the way down to the bottom of the well and then bring it back up and you find out there's nothing left? I don't know, because they lost Aiden Hutchinson and this defense has still performed. They've lost Alex Anzalone and they've still performed. These are key pieces and they've weathered the storm. I feel like there's enough water in the well to get through this season.
Well, it sure feels like it. And it really comes down to Aaron Glenn and how he can he continue to manipulate that secondary. If you don't have Carlton Davis, how is he going to use Brian Branch? He doesn't have to stay at safety. You have other guys that could step in there. You could have Brandon Joseph, Kirby Joseph. You've got Terrion Arnold that's going to be back. You have Emmanuel Mosley. And I know we haven't seen a whole lot of Emmanuel Mosley since he's been here because he's been hurt the entire time. But he is back and available. Kendall Vildor. And I don't want to go down the whole road of Kendall Vildor not being good enough or talking about the NFC Championship game. Is he exposed 4 times in this game? 5 or 6 times in this game?
Yeah, minimize it.
Yeah, there's a lot of other plays that can be made by others. Now, can they be impactful? Sure. But now it's how do you support a Kendall Vildor who's not a man cover guy? Do you put Brian Branch over the top? Or is that where Kirby Joseph is roaming around just waiting for his next interception?
John, there is someone on the ticket text, I want to get the exact phrasing, who says fans who used to show up a half hour before kick are now sauntering in as the game starts, almost like they expect to win. Like they've noticed this in their section, even this attitude from Lions fans.
We need some sort of sound effect. This is deja vu.
What?
This is like the Wings back in the day. Late arriving lower bowl fan. Rich people. The real fans can't go anymore. This is like an earth shattering moment in sports radio.
A deja vu for you?
Yeah.
Or it could just be a whole bunch of people that watch games like Costa who just have to use the bathroom before they they get in their seats and they're like, oh, wait a second here. I don't care what happens in that opening drive. I need to go use the restroom.
Let's not equate one football game with one baseball game. Texter says, yeah, here's the exact phrasing. Basically what I said, sauntering is the word they use. They saunter in after kickoff with an attitude. This idea that they're going to win the game.
Are they serving those slushy things they used to make fun of at Comerica? That's the other reset too. I mean, come on.
It says no one's sitting on the edge of their seats anymore waiting for failure. They've got laughter and high fives knowing we're going to kick butt.
It's okay to be confident. Don't be afraid.
All right, we got phone calls to get to, ticket text to read. Lions playing on Thanksgiving Day tomorrow. Haven't won in 7 years. You'd think we'd have a little more of that energy. Instead, there's, yawn. Wake me up in the Super Bowl. Sharon Moore joins us bottom of the hour. It's 97.1. All right, guys, with it being football season, it's time to get off the sidelines and get into the game with Moran Chevrolet, where GM employees and immediate family members can lease the all-new 2025 Equinox LT for $299 a month. That's 24 months, $999 down. Deals like that, that's what Moran Chevrolet is all about. It's Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Moran has shipments arriving daily. That means they're going to have the vehicle you're looking for. So it could be the Equinox, could be Blazer, could be Silverado. You do what you want, but shop online at MoranExpress.com to see those deals for yourself. Stop by in person, Gratiot, north of 15 Mile in Clinton Township. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. Is this Thanksgiving music?
This is a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Oh.
Totally sucks. I knew it. It's elevator music.
Oh, come on. It's relaxing. Sitting around the fire, waiting to eat dinner. A little conversation.
Mm-mm.
Warm alcoholic drink in your hand.
John, you know what it is? As a texter puts it, Thanksgiving is a dude holiday. Maybe that's
why
Heather does
it. Dude holiday.
Says stuffing your face,
yeah.
Carbs, football, no presents to buy. Dude holiday.
It is a dude holiday. I would 100% support that mindset.
Woman in the kitchen.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, come on.
I'm joking. Come on. You know it.
I know. People hear what they want to hear. Be very careful.
Uh-huh.
Ticket texters on Thanksgiving, then we'll get to the Lions calls. John, what if it's a ground turkey lasagna? Are you willing to cave a little bit there?
No.
Okay, then.
Absolutely not.
Cookies is being such a Karen. It's a candle. Relax, Matt in Dearborn.
Exactly.
It's not the candle. It's what the candle represents, which is too many people skipping over this beautiful dude holiday to get to the next holiday. Heather is shaking her head. John, I thought you would be better. That's all it really was.
Okay.
I'm shaking my head at, yeah, it's a dude holiday. The candle's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you've been listening to Christmas music for weeks.
I have, watching all the movies.
Uh-huh.
This one says, Adam Sandler has a Thanksgiving song. It's just not very good.
He's got songs for every holiday, and they're awesome. It just doesn't, it's not kind of made for radio.
Yeah, it's not. That was my point. There's really very little, not zero, Thanksgiving music. All right, let's get Lions fans in the mix. Are you bored with winning? A stupid question, but it's been backed up by people who've admitted, yes, they've seen Lions fans taking this for granted. Nicole in Ferndale, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Hello.
Hey.
So, yeah, I just wanted to say that's the bandwagon fans, because none of us that sat through that 0-16 season are bored. We are loving every minute of this. And I've noticed, like, everything is so much more fuller, even the preseason game. Everybody's in the seats. We had so many empty seats before. We got all these new people, all these bandwagon fans. They're bored. It's not us. It's not the true Lions fans, 100%.
Nicole, it sounds like you're a season ticket holder.
Oh, yeah.
And do you notice that there's a difference between the beginning of the season and now, where at the beginning of the game you're starting to see fans saunter in, as it was put in the ticket text, versus
so even in the line, when you're waiting in the line, they're not even getting there as early. So it's not getting more busy until, like, we're almost about to go in. So, yes, I've definitely noticed that. And then I always felt bad when we would be losing and then everybody would get up and start leaving. I always felt so bad for them, because obviously they didn't want to be losing for us, and here we are just leaving. And now people are leaving when they're winning. In the blowout games, they're getting up and leaving the same way. I'm like, this is just not nice.
You're thinking, what world am I living in?
Nicole, you're the fans I love to play for.
Literally, we've been waiting for this our whole life.
Yeah.
And what are you guys doing?
How about the tailgate scene? Is it still as lively and spirited as it's always been?
I feel like, yeah, because the tailgaters are the tailgaters. People that don't even have tickets sometimes tailgate, so.
Mm-hmm. All right, that makes sense. Hey, Nicole, have a great Thanksgiving.
I'm sorry, I'm driving, and I was losing you a little bit.
John said,
have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoy the game.
Oh, thank you, too. Happy Thanksgiving. Yep.
Happy Thanksgiving,
thank
Nicole.
You.
Thanks. All right, we got Joe in a truck. Joe, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I would like to address my buddy, who I had season tickets for years. He called yesterday and said they'd have to win 18 straight.
That was
to
that
win
guy?
The Super Bowl.
That's your buddy?
Yes, he's a buddy, yeah. We've had season tickets. And he's off the bandwagon, but we got to get him back on. I know he says he doesn't want to get back on, but we got to welcome him back. But I told him that Philly is going to lose to Baltimore, and that would be three losses. I mean, two in the NFC, but that's three losses.
Yep.
And the Lions will only lose one the rest of the way.
Yeah,
so with the Lions. Yeah, go ahead.
And you don't know which one that's going to be, right? It's just there's a chance that they could slip up at one point. Could be Buffalo, could be Chicago, could be a number of different teams. But you kind of believe that there's one before the regular season is over?
Yes, I would think there's one. I would say Buffalo, because they can throw a lot at you. I think Buffalo is the one. But yeah, I would say, going on to his scenario where he told me that it could come down to the last game of the year against Minnesota. So let's say Minnesota wins out and goes 14-2, and the Lions are 14-2. I mean, John, I'll refer to you on this one. You played in this league. What are you really scared of Sam Darnold in a big hit where he's got to make a throw in the fourth quarter? And you got Jared Goff on the other side, who's been there, done that, and will do it again when we win the Super Bowl. What would you think, John? I'm not scared of it.
No, I'm not scared of them either. They're not the Purple People Eaters. They're just a team. They're playing in a last-place schedule. You're playing a first-place schedule. You are dominating that first-place schedule. So when you get to the end of the season, and if it does matter for the number one seed, I have 100% faith that the Lions are going to take care of business. And that might be one of those 52-6 games.
I'm with you. One more ticket text. If Thanksgiving is a dude holiday, why am I being dragged to a banquet room with no TVs at 1 o'clock every bleeping year? Brian in a truck.
That's just poor life choices, and you are suffering the consequences of poor life choices.
Consequences of your own actions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get to Heather's news.
Detroit police are searching for a man they say shot a two-year-old boy on Tuesday. The child, thankfully, is in stable condition as of Tuesday night, which is great. But now they're searching for the suspect who fled the scene. It's believed that this guy, 27-year-old Darius Lacey, showed up at his ex's house, went inside, needed to go grab some things, I'm guessing, that were his that he was going to take out of the house. Well, while he was there, he encountered her new boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
So some sort of argument ensued and a shootout took place. And unfortunately, that toddler was there caught in the middle of that gunfire.
Oh, no.
Shot through the leg, this little boy.
What's the status?
He's going to be stable. He's going to be okay. But still, come on now. Lacey fled the scene with two others in a black Charger. Police say, hey, it's only a matter of time before we catch him, but he is out there. They say, don't worry, though. There's not a danger to the public. This was a domestic dispute, so nobody else is in danger. But, man, let's hope they get him. If you're purchasing a new vehicle, safety should be your number one priority or right up there.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
There's a lot of things you look for when you're getting a car, but safety should definitely be up there. And according to an analysis from IC Cars, the most unsafe vehicles, the most dangerous brands today include Dodge, Kia, Buick, Tesla. Oh, I already said Buick. I said Buick twice. And Tesla. Yep. So despite the driver-assisted technology, Tesla's Model Y and Model S cars are known to be the most dangerous on the road. So the Tesla fatality rate is 5.6 accidents per billion vehicle miles traveled. So it's the number one, I guess, most fatal vehicle. Ugh. Kia comes in a close second, 5.5 fatalities per billion miles, followed by Buick, Dodge, and Hyundai is on that list as well.
That's just because Rieger drives one.
Yeah.
And of course, there's a lot that plays into it. It's not just the vehicle.
What goes into it? Is it
the driver? Yeah. I mean, distracted driver driving plays into it. So some of it is about the driver. But looking overall at the safety of the vehicle, those
are. So
you're
saying poor drivers drive electric vehicles?
No, no.
Just Teslas.
Yeah.
I do not have a Tesla.
Oh, yes, exactly. I got to get in a Thanksgiving Day little news article. There was a poll that looked at the most popular Thanksgiving side dishes in all 50 states.
Yeah.
Mashed potatoes came in at number one, got 14 states, followed by stuffing with 12. I was a little bummed by Michigan. Apparently, green bean casserole.
No.
I know.
I love green bean casserole.
Oh.
Love it.
Well, it came in at number four. Six states overall said that there was their favorite, including us here in Michigan. Whatever.
I love green bean casserole. I'm with John on this, and it's probably the only time I have it every year.
Maybe
Easter. It might show up at Easter sometimes.
Sure, with the ham.
Yeah, but I absolutely love it. I got to admit something here with the potatoes.
Yeah.
I love mashed potatoes. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I usually don't eat much of them on Thanksgiving because I like everything else so much.
Interesting.
And I eat potatoes all year long. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like the whole, you make those educated or those important decisions so you don't get too full.
Yeah.
I want more stuffing and green bean casserole. So I, even a roll sometimes I won't have.
I will take as much of the stuffing that my wife makes as possible. It is amazing. We stuffed the turkey. She started it yesterday, pulling the bread, getting it ready. I moved it around this morning.
Anything wacky in it?
No.
Like it nuts or fruit?
Oh, no. God, no. God.
That's disgusting. Why?
That's awful. Yes. No, don't say that.
Do you guys have mac and cheese at your Thanksgiving?
No.
It came in number three, eight states. That's their number one side dish. We normally have some mac and cheese for sure.
So this is pretty spread out. Like
Northeast? States?
Yeah, what states?
It said
probably the South, though, right?
Most popular in the South, the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Listen to this story. A 32-year-old man in Ohio went to a Denny's recently and pretended to be a cop so he could get a discount on his food. So he flashed like a little detective's badge and he got his bill reduced. So he ate, left two $20 bills on the table and then walked out. Well, the employee later found out that the bills he left were actually counterfeit. Oh. So they called the real police. They looked into it, determined that the money was fake, and the guy was not a cop at all and shouldn't have had a badge. So police were able to track down this guy, and now he's facing charges of impersonating a police officer, criminal simulation, and theft. And now the whole story is, if you're going to pretend to be a cop and get a discount,
don't leave counterfeit bills. Don't do either.
Why even get the discount if you're just going to leave the fake bills?
Yeah, exactly. There's so many questions.
Yeah, if you're printing money.
But criminals, as you know, are dumb. Yes. So there you have it.
Heather with the news. Michigan coach Sharon Moore joins us next before the hour ends. John Jansen getting a shout out. It's 97.1.
Hey, we've got so many great sporting events, so why not dive into the best pool in history while you're watching them at Stadium Swim? It's located at Circa Resort and Casino. You can catch all those great moments at a viewing experience absolutely built for sports fans. Chill in one of the six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of the massive 40-foot tall, high-definition screen at Stadium Swim. It's America's favorite place to watch all your great events, swim-up bars, Insta-ready selfie walls, and one nonstop party. Score your perfect game day spot with cozy day beds, private cabanas, or grab a lounge at the center of the action. You can reserve your spot today. It's 365 days of sports poolside, located at Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas, and it's right there on Fremont Street. Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Okay, I have a lot of questions.
We mentioned AI earlier in the show. That was not something I did. A buddy of mine sent that to me yesterday, and I laughed a long time.
You sent it to us, and I thought for a brief second, I go, he doesn't think that's real, does he? I go, I know we make fun of him for being a lughead, but he didn't get like deep faked on this.
No, not at all. I got deepfaked because my buddy said, hey, did you hear the press conference? I'm like, no. I'm like, I didn't even know there was one, right? And so he's like, I'm going to send you a clip. You got to hear it. And so I open it up and that's it. And yeah, no, it's, I did not get deepfaked.
Yeah, I didn't buy it for a second. And I literally was like, okay, what if it is though? And trying to just walk it backwards. And the tells were, first off, there's a lot of Trumpisms in there,
yeah.
But there's no way he's mentioning 97.1 specifically. And then the other thing is, the only reason he would ever come up is because of the Commander/Washington Redskins team, right, that you played for, and that's where he's at, and Washington is going to be as the president. And I'm like, well, maybe it got brought up something like, I'm like trying to diffuse every possibility, but that was, it gave me a good laugh.
The cadence was also a little off if you've listened to him enough, but it's scary how close this AI stuff is getting.
Oh, that's the scary part is, I mean, and especially in the audio world that we're in, when you, this was a video clip that was put together, I sent you guys.
Yeah.
In the audio world, like, you don't even have to match the words to somebody's lips moving. It's just simply putting together words. And I've heard some things before. It scares the hell out of you.
I've seen, you can tell sometimes with the lips on the video that's clearly off, or people have pointed out fingers sometimes.
Oh, the hands
six fingers.
Give away.
AI is not quite there yet.
Yep.
But I've seen clips of like Joe Burrow talking trash, but it's not Joe Burrow. Or Jim Harbaugh, you know, people would do like mock-ups of his podium.
Because he said such weird things, you'd be like, yeah, I guess that could be Jim.
He did say that.
But yeah, so not real.
Remember, one of the topics we have had today was about the Lions winning so much, we're getting tired of winning.
So much winning.
Yeah.
And Trump said that before his...
Yes,
first I don't think John did.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No, I got what you meant. It's funny, you mentioned things we talked about today on the show. John casually threw out that he would take a Lions loss. Not that you want them to lose, but you would take a Lions loss if it meant you got a Michigan win today. I tweeted out, Michigan fans only. Now, I have no way of policing this. But Michigan fans only, if you can have one this week, which are you picking? Michigan or the Lions? John, do you have a guess as to how that went?
Well, if it was only Michigan fans, I would say it would be in large part that they want Michigan to win.
57% Lions win. Hmm. But again, I can't police. It could be Spartan fans. It could be Lions fans who have no affiliation with Michigan. But just for people who missed it, why did you... You said it was easy,
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Lions are still going on to win the Super Bowl. Michigan season's going to be over on Saturday. There'll be a bowl game, but it would be an opportunity to salvage part of the season. I was part of a win like this in 95 and 96, where they thought we had no chance. And all of a sudden you pop up and you play your best game of the year. And it kind of disappoints you because you think what could have been if you played that way against some other teams. But it's a way to salvage part of the season, not the entire thing.
But you guys weren't as bad as this team has been this year, right?
I mean, we always had... No, I don't think we were necessarily in the same position.
Because that's the thing, like... If you're like a 9 or a 10 win team, like, this could really put a bow on the season.
Well, we were a 7 win team going into it.
Yeah, and this team would be a 7 win team if they win it. This is the worst Michigan team since the Brady Hoke era. Well, the COVID year with Harbaugh, but the point is this year is a dud regardless of if they win the game, right?
Yeah, it's been a dud, sure, but I mean, so it's hard to compare. And it's even hard to say this. I played in a different era of college football. There was no BCS. There was no college football playoffs. And so the bowl games weren't, you know, quote unquote, meaningless. We didn't have guys sitting out bowl games, getting ready for the draft. So there were so many different factors involved at that time.
Gator, we asked Michigan fans who they would rather have win this week. Michigan or the Lions? John said easily Michigan.
Lions are going to go win Super Bowl anyway. It doesn't affect.
I'm surprised it'd even be a question. Of course they would want Michigan to beat Ohio State over, I mean, the Lions. I mean,
they haven't won on Thanksgiving in 7 years, and the one seed is still something we've been talking about, right?
Yeah, but I think college fans are more passionate about their college team than they are the pro team.